Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a podcast hosted by me, Natalie Torres-Adad, an international award-winning author, two-time TEDx speaker, and investor, along with Vera Egli, an investor, sales, and marketing pro, and multi-language podcaster. We will share the tips and tricks from interviews with self-made entrepreneurs, leaders, and those who have attained financial freedom while learning financial literacy in multiple languages.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. It's been a crazy couple of days, I think. I had Vera, actually tell us where you're from, where you at right now, in order to do this episode possible.
I like when you said, where are you from? I was talking to my Uber driver on the way to the airport. He was like, dang, I used to be a cholo. So I'm like, where are you from? So I'm actually at the LAX airport. For those of you that are not from Los Angeles, it's called LAX. And I'm flying to France to visit some of my husband's families. They're really excited. Coming to you live from LAX.
Right. And I appreciate you jumping on because I'm like, dude, can we do this before you get on a... what is it? 10-hour flight. I forget how long it is to get
there. Yep, exactly.
So I appreciate you taking some time to do this. But the reason why I wanted to do this interview episode quickly, because I'm getting a lot of people that are getting panicked. They just don't really understand what's going on. And if you've been watching the news, you know, we saw that this Saturday, March 10th, we saw that the Silicon Valley Bank collapsed. And it's unheard of, right? I mean, it's not unheard of because we've lived through the 2008, but to see this type of magnitude of such a big bank. It's actually the second largest bank collapse since the, 2008. And I mean, we start to think about what we don't want to see happen again, right? When it comes to a recession, let alone getting into a depression kind of thing. But I also kind of wanted to get your take on it too. And then I'll give you my 2 cents, but I think it's important to address some of these worries and anxieties that people are having right now.
Well, what's interesting is that, I mean, the people that are in our circles and follow financial news are very well aware of it. But then I'll talk to like family or friends that are not that tapped into it. And they're like, what? I didn't even know. And I think it's a problem. I don't like fear mongering. You don't have to watch the news and all that, but you should at least be aware of what's going on because it's your money. And honestly, like when I was reading all that, I felt like some version of PTSD, like seriously, like not again, because I'm not saying, you know, this to be conceited or anything, but like, Natalie, I know you and I are going to be all right because we know how to hold on to our things. And we're like, we've been through it. We're going to get past it. But there's a lot of people that will not be if this gets really, really bad. And I guess it's like not really surprising because there's also a big thing where they say like, oh yeah, well, smaller banks will collapse. And mind you, in the grand scheme of things, this might not seem like a small bank, but compared to a Chase or a Citigroup, it is smaller, but still it's a problem because then you also see big corporations always surviving, you know?
Right.
Just a matter of like what was being invested. I don't have all the ins and outs, and we'll learn more as more information comes out, but it is just reminiscent of 2008. It really is.
What's crazy is that you just put a big pin on it where it's like, it's the small business owners that are going to be affected. It's going to be the employees of those small business owners. You know, how will they pay their mortgages? It's this ripple effect that happens when something like this occurs, because I think obviously we don't want to create more anxiety in the world. I feel like my voice is already somewhat angst when I'm talking about this subject, because it's not anything new, unfortunately, but what we're seeing, it's kind of like, who's monitoring? Why are they not monitoring these type of banks that were, and this is the difference. If you're like totally listening to the podcast and you're like, I don't understand what's going on with the Silicon Valley Bank thing. Why is it not the same as Wells Fargo or, you know, these other type of banks? They were obviously not diversified compared to these other banks, right? They were more catered to tech companies, to, you know, VCs in this area, which obviously they had a lot of money. And the way banks work, they make money, right? By lending out money. So for example, if you're depositing $1,000, they're going to keep maybe 10% of it. And the rest will be reinvested by, you know, giving loans and so forth. And then what happens if all of a sudden the people that are depositing want their money back, you don't have enough money in the bank to give that back. And the scary part is I was watching the news all day pretty much, but at the same time doing research and right before the interview, where you know, they have a small business owner, just talk about kind of the precautions and things that they're thinking about, or like, are we going to be able to make payroll next month? Or, you know, how will we make sure our money is safe? And for those that are listening, don't freak out. It's not a time to be like, oh, I'm going to take all my money out, and understand that there is certain laws in place, right? We talk about the, you know, securing FDC, securing your, you know, if you're putting a deposit into your account, if you're putting money, was it 250,000, right? 250,000, it's covered. But I think it's important for people to really understand the concept of where does your money go? How liquid should you have your money? And also where is it that you're investing? If you're just investing in tech companies, I think of the, you know, the .com we're dating ourselves at how old we are.
Remember that? Oh my God.
Yeah. The
.com bubble. I can't even say it anymore. I don't want to say it.
Everybody had a website or was trying to create a website. I mean, this was like it, you know, everyone's like, oh my God, this is the future. And when that crashed, you just kind of like, hold on, what's going on with this next wave?
The part that really scared me, and again, we're not trying to make people fearful. It's more about, I guess it's always just about awareness. Just be aware, because your money is somewhere where you think that there's like piles of cash just hanging out at a bank. That's not how it works. But what really freaked me out is just seeing how much money was pulled out. I mean, right when things started happening, like in that urgency, because I think about like globally, when economies collapse, there's people waiting for hours, for days, for a week at the ATM line to get their money out and or to try to get into the bank. And obviously we're not going to get there, because I know at some point the government will step in, but it's still, I don't know, like there's like a little tightness in my chest just thinking about all of the suffering that so many people went through in 08 and all of the, you know, recessions that have happened prior to that. It's really in your face. And this message is really just about becoming aware of what is going on. And every once in a while, just tap into the financial news. You know, it's your money, it's your livelihood. Whether you have $1,000 in the bank or $100,000 or $1 million or $10 million, you should be aware of what's going on and what your money is being activated for.
Absolutely. You know, I was reading this article today on The Guardian on, you know, I love the title, something like, trying not to use the B word, you know, bailout, right? And I think you just said, it's kind of like, well, who pays for that, right? Obviously the frustration comes from like, well, is a taxpayer going to pay for that? Who is it, our future generation that's going to pay for that? And although the Federal Reserve, you know, we think about they step in to hopefully monitor and make sure everything is running as smoothly as it should be. You know, we come into more, what is I'm trying to say? I get frustrated when I, as an adult, you know, we're well in our 40s, but as an adult, you always think that people older than you or people that you've been seeing for years on the news and, you know, experts within the field, not only know better, but that, you know, they're extremely educated and will prevent something happening again. Right? Yes. And so it's kind of like, hold on. It's the reality of being an adult where you're like, hold on. They're just like us. They're adults like us that can't predict the future. And necessarily sometimes greed plays a part. And obviously this is one of those cases too, where they're talking about just kind of like mistakes that the bank was not, you know, investing well and in other areas that they should have been and wanting more return on in their investment. So they decided to bank more, right? Being able to do these short sales on things that just obviously did not work out, but pan out the way they wanted it to. So I think it's interesting to have people say, you know, what can you educate yourself with to understand that you'll be okay. And, you know, I was telling my husband, explaining to him kind of like what's going down and why, you know, this is on my mind or had been on my mind the last few days. And the reality is, you know, you're right. Most people probably feel like they won't be affected by this, at least not anytime soon. But I think of maybe because you and I do work a lot with, you know, financial folks and, you know, tech companies, insurance companies, it does trickle down. We see these huge layoffs that have been happening the last few months and many more to come. That's how companies cut back so they can, you know, not only make payroll, but hopefully have some form of a profit. But I think of,
exactly.
You know, kind of what to expect the next couple of years. We really need to get ready for this bumpy ride, I guess.
I mean, you nailed it. Get ready for the bumpy ride. Some may feel it worse than others, but for those people that have been laid off and you didn't really have like a contingency plan,
it's also a wake up call, right? Just be aware and keep your, I don't know, your spidey senses, you know, hyperactive, and say, what do I have to do in order to be okay and protect myself in the event that I do get laid off, or in the event that there is a, you know, the recession gets really bad. And I don't think we're going to be in the 2008 kind of situation, but I mean, we don't know. We can't predict. Yeah. We don't pretend to be able to predict. They couldn't predict it. We certainly can't predict it, but just become aware and talk to, if you have been contemplating, I think, again, this is entertainment information, but I mean, we have plenty of resources where if you do want to talk to somebody that can assist you, like a financial planner or whatnot, you know, send us a message. Again, yeah. This is literally just informational. We're not telling you what to do. But there are so many resources out there for you.
Absolutely. And if, you know, what I think about is, you know, the everyday person that might feel that they're not necessarily affected by this. There's some people that they're like, I won't be able to pay my mortgage next month. This is, you know, going to throw me into foreclosure, all these things that you hopefully never have to deal with. But unfortunately, it's the reality of what, you know, what this comes about. And you're right. I don't want to be the complete like negative Nelly and everyone's like, what's going on? But I think it's just, you know, kind of having that reflection of looking back at what you do have. So, you know, we talk a lot about having an emergency fund, being able to pull out that cash when you need it, right? On hand. And reality too, you shouldn't be having that much money in the bank. You should be having that in a form where it's going to actually give you some type of great return investment. Yeah, because we know in your savings account, even we call it the CDs, the certificates of depression, you're not really gaining any interest on that, right? And you're not really making much money off of that at all. And so, you know, I think about kind of like, well, where is it that you are putting your money right now? And thinking of, you know, 12 months out from here, it's like, okay, where can I make sure that I am getting the most for my buck, right?
Yeah, I think you nailed it there. So, I mean, with that, I'd say just, you know, tap into some of the news, find out what's going on. If you have like a topic that you're concerned about or you want to discuss, please let us know so that we can talk about it here.
Yes.
Even if you want to come on the show and like talk to us about it, or if you have information, not insider information, you guys, we don't want that. But if you want to share a thought process around that, we're happy to hear from you.
Yeah, we want those questions. You know, because if you have the question, someone else most likely has that, right? And I think we can ease our mind more when we get that information that we need and feel that we have some form of a choice, as opposed to finding out on the news that, you know, you lost everything that you weren't planning for. So I think just kind of having a game plan, getting educated, like you said, but yes, keep us and let us know if you have any questions that we can kind of get in. And if there's a few people I know we're going to be able to reach out to, that's going to be able to talk particularly for about banking and what we're going to see in the next couple of years. So next couple quarters alone. So I'm sure we're going to have more episodes like this, but yeah, we'll see you on the next one.
Thank you. And please make sure to subscribe and leave your comments and reviews. To learn more about the podcast, check out the website and Instagram, Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, and watch interviews on YouTube and IGTV. To become a sponsor or hire us for your next workshop or speaking engagement, please visit financiallysavvyin20minutes.com. All it takes is 20 minutes daily to become financially savvy. Music by Nikki and produced by Robert DeLude.